For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Small museums across Kentucky are a vital part of the tourism industry. Now these specialized museums are facing the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. In the second episode of a two-part series, WKU Public Radio reporter Rhonda Miller looks at small museums that spotlight a few of Kentucky's favorite activities: basketball, motorsports, and music.
At the Muhlenberg Music Museum in Central City, Freddie Mays plays some of the most popular songs of the Everly Brothers on the jukebox.
This is a 1953 model jukebox that's been restored, and it is loaded with the 45s of the Everly Brothers' music. All of their gold records are there.
Mays is executive director of the Tourism Commission of Central City, a town that celebrates the local roots of the musical Everly family and the legendary harmonies of brothers Don and Phil. May says before COVID-19, visitors came from all over.
We've had guests from 49 different states in 17 different countries.
But he says during the pandemic, people are staying closer to home.
Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, Missouri, all those folks have been here recently, and they're looking for things that are relatively small crowd, safe environment. You know, we'll have, 8 or 10 visitors, per day, which is actually comparable to what we've always been.
The museum highlights several musicians of different genres who have connections to Muhlenberg County.
Merle Travis is country and rockabilly and guitar playing. John Prine is Americana and songwriting. Jim Walker is classical and jazz flute and now teaches master flute all over the world.
May says COVID-19 has impacted the main funding source for the museum.
Typically, our funding comes from hotel occupancy. That has been good in our community until recently. There have been projects in the area that brought people into our hotels. Since the pandemic, that has fallen off significantly.
There's no admission fee, and May says visitors can get two different experiences because the same building also houses the Kentucky Motorsports Hall of Fame and Museum with about 30 cars.
Soapbox Derby cars to Indy cars and everything in between. And these are all Kentucky-connected cars, either the drivers, the owners, the mechanics, the race teams.
Another specialty museum is the Kentucky High School Basketball Hall of Fame in Elizabethtown, which honors more than 100 players and coaches. Community Director Kenny Henderson says before the pandemic, it was open 4 days a week for walk-in visitors and scheduled tours.
Now we're on a 2-day schedule, and we're just trying to open up gradually here to keep everybody safe and secure.
Henderson says the Hall of Fame gets some revenue from a small admission fee, but now it's mainly donations from supporters keeping it afloat.
Hopefully, when this pandemic goes away, it will pick up business again and be like it was, or maybe even better.
Hank Phillips, president and CEO of the Kentucky Travel Industry Association, says the pandemic has resulted in cuts in hours, staff, volunteers, and visitors at small museums.
It is a very, very difficult time for them, which is so sad and regrettable because they are such an important part of, both from a tourism standpoint, the assets that we offer to visitors and the experiences are wonderful at our small museums, but they also play an important part in the culture of Kentucky for people in Kentucky.
Phillips says small museums do have an advantage in recovering from the crisis in the travel industry.
One of the things that could be a hopeful sign for smaller museums is that the people who tend to travel earliest, besides just those who want to take a shorter trip, another first wave tends to come from people who have special interests.
Phillips says those special interests will slowly but surely help to revive the devastated but not defeated travel industry, an industry enriched by the small specialty museums of Kentucky. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.